Ever think of donating your car? You can donate a car that you no longer need to Catholic Charities. The donation will help needy people throughout Cook and Lake Counties. Donating your car is easy. Call us at 877-786-GIVE from anywhere in the country. That's 877-786-4483. Pickup is free. We do the paperwork and you get a tax deduction. Catholic Charities accepts cars, trucks, vans, motorcycles, or boats in almost any condition. No need to pay hefty repair bills. Avoid the hassle of selling. Calls taken 7 days a week at 877-786-GIVE. That's 877-786-4483. Or go online to CatholicCharities.net.
The cemetery ministry is a core ministry of our Catholic faith tied to the corporal works of mercy. It's comforting to know that our Catholic cemeteries are caring for the remains of our loved ones awaiting the resurrection. There are 44 Archdiocese of Chicago Catholic cemeteries willing to help you in your time of loss. Call 708-449-6100 or visit CatholicCemeteriesChicago.org. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Chicago on WNDZ 750 AM. Every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, events, and issues that touch our lives. Thanks for letting us be part of your morning. Now again, Catholic Chicago.
Hello to everyone, and welcome to another broadcast of Diakonia, a call to service. Diakonia is the Greek word for service. It's also the root word of that word that we love, deacons. My name is Deacon Richard Hudzik, and I'm here today to guide us through this program. It is my privilege to serve the Archdiocese of Chicago as the Vicar for Deacons. I also get to work and pray with the good people at Divine Providence and Divine Infant Jesus Parish in Westchester, and as of July 1, have become one happy parish through the ministrations and the good work of the Renew My Church Initiative in the Archdiocese. And as usual, joining me is Deacon David Brensick. He is the Associate Director at the Office of the Diaconate, and he is a deacon at another parish, which is now one that was formerly two. Dave is deacon at St. Louis de Marillac, which has joined with St. Barbara Parish in Brookfield. And in a second, I will introduce this third person sitting in the booth with us today. I just want to take a second to acknowledge the grace of the Archdiocese to give us the deacons, the diaconate, this opportunity to talk to you about the call to service that the deacons experience and hopefully live out to serve all of God's people. So we like to say it's not a show about deacons, but it's a show by deacons. The hope is that through our conversation and dialogue here, you might, listen in to what some of our deacons are doing and either pray for us in our endeavors, join in, or pick up the mantle and do something similar yourself. So we just want to encourage the notion of ministry and of service. And to help us along, I should ask David to say hello today first.
Hello, everyone. Happy Fourth.
Happy Fourth. And joining us, the mysterious third person in the booth today is Deacon John Lorbach. And he's here to talk about some, for me, inspiring work that he's doing in connection with husbands accompanying their wives who are suffering from memory loss. And before we get into the particulars of that ministry, John, tell us something about yourself, your parish, your family, your day job, what kind of things you're doing as a deacon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me today. I grew up in Des Plaines at St. Mary's Parish, celebrated all my sacraments there, of course, except holy orders. I grew up there, and I met my wife, Ingrid, when we were four, and we went through school together, and we got married when we were 25. We have two...
So it was a 21-year engagement.
Yes, yes, okay. It was okay. A long engagement. Okay. We have been blessed with twin sons who are now grown men and fathers themselves. They're 37. And we have a daughter who is 31 or 32. And so we've been blessed with three wonderful children. I spent most of my career in the business world with a Jewel food store, like many deacons.
And I was a member of the Union of Retail Workers back when I was in high school, so in the 70s.
There you go.
So I was a produce clerk.
There you go. And certainly working in that capacity is certainly service, and that is no surprise why some of us have become deacons. We just live it. And I did retire in 2001 on my 33rd anniversary, and the next day I began with Prince of Peace up in Lake Villa as the Minister of Care with a full-time position. A year later, I came back to my home parish of St. Raymond in Mount Prospect as the Director of Worship, and for the next 18 years, I was the Director of Worship, and I just retired this past April 1st.
Now, Director of Worship, what does that mean? You sang lead at all the masses?
No, what? I just made sure the lights were on, the heat was on. I made sure everybody was in place and that our liturgies, our worship happened without a glitch. And I also had the privilege to work with so many ministers, our Eucharistic ministers, our lectors, our servers, and our ushers, all the liturgical ministers I had the pleasure of working with, to minister with, and to help recruit and develop. And so that is part of the job of what Director of Worship does at St. Raymond.
Now, we asked you down here today, aside from just your charming personality, but in particular, we wanted to talk to you about this, I'm calling it an initiative of accompaniment. What is this? The husbands walking with each other who are jointly or share in the burden of a spouse with a memory loss. What is this and how does it work?
Well, it is a group of husbands who experience with their wives dementia. I'm calling it dementia as coming into a marriage. It's almost like a third party that enters into a marriage. And so it does affect both parties much the same way. For the husbands who walk the journey with their wives, they, of course, as many do with a life-ending disease or illness, they experience anticipatory grief. And that's why I call it the long goodbye. I found a wonderful poem that speaks of that, letting go during the journey process that you are now both faced on. As I myself experienced it, I found that I was in different places at different times, and some of them were not the best for my wife and certainly not the best for me. And so when I speak about a husband and that's what I speak of, my own experience of being frightened or frustrated or at times angry and most of the time feeling alone, that's from my own experience. And I always thought there would be other men out there, other husbands who are experiencing that too. And I was wondering how they're getting through the day or the week. I wasn't doing a very good job at times. At other times, I was doing a pretty good job. So I thought if we could get together and just share our stories, I could steal from them. Mm-hmm. I could borrow the things that are working for them and take it on for myself. And that's actually what has happened since we've been meeting. I opened this up to our parish. I opened it up to every faith community and the village of Mount Prospect. And I just keep sharing it with whomever I can that we gather once a month. And it's a gathering of husbands who share their stories if they wish. Some men, of course, check us out and they'll sit and listen. But eventually they do share. And so that's where this all came about.
How long has this been going on?
The first time I gathered with somebody was in October.
Okay, so this is a new initiative.
Oh yes, for you. Yes. And it actually came about from a wonderful religious sister that we have in the parish who listened to me, and she is certainly a counselor. And at one point, she knew of my frustration, and I said, I'm trying to get with others to see what they're doing, and I joined an online support group, but that was a very spotty. People would come on and you wouldn't hear from anyone for months. And she looked at me and she said, well, why don't you start your own group? And that's been sort of the mantra ever since.
Now, how long has Ingrid been suffering with dementia?
It has been, I would say, since, I would guess, 70. Around 1980, I'd say, right. We started to see. Most of the time you see in retrospect where things were happening.
And John, we're gonna pick up on that following a word. We'll be right back.
The cup that I must drink, are you willing, can you?
We invite you to watch Catholic Chicago this weekend, featuring a conversation with Cardinal Blaise Cupich and video highlights from across the Archdiocese. Here's host Todd Williamson.
We'll talk to Cardinal Blaise Cupich about the recently passed abortion legislation in Illinois. We'll hear from Father Greg Boyle, whose mission is to confront the culture of violence. And we'll introduce you to the newly ordained priests for the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Watch Catholic Chicago Friday at 7 p.m. on Chicago Loop Cable, Channel 25, and Sunday afternoon at 3 on the Comcast Network, Channel 100.
Hi, my name is Ramona. I'm a caseworker at Catholic Charities. I wish you could meet Craig, age 23, shot 3 times and homeless for 2 years before I met him. The more we met and I listened to him, the more he impressed me. We're working on his resume and job hunting. We're called Chicago's Good Samaritan, and you can be one too. Might you have a job for Craig and thousands of others like him? Join us at CatholicCharities.net.
Are you?
And we're back for the next segment of Diaconia, a call to service. This is Deacon Richard Hudzik, the Archdiocese of Chicago, Office of the Diaconate. Joining me is Deacon Dave Brensick, Associate Director. And the guest in the studio today is Deacon John Lohrbach. And we've been talking about, we'll have to get a name for this, John, this ministry. Is this called the Long Goodbye? Is that?
That's exactly what I call it.
Okay, so this is the Long Goodbye. And just before the break, we were beginning to get into I guess your own perspective, John, on how you began this journey and how you ultimately ended up responding to the situations in your own world.
Again, back in, I would say, in 1980, in that time frame, we started to notice, my children and I, that there were things that were a little different about my wife and their mom. And you kind of shook it off as like, okay, we're getting older and we don't know exactly what to do because we've never experienced that before. However, as time went on, it just seemed to get worse. And so of course, visiting doctors and neurologists and psychoneurologists, we started the testing process. Most dementia, by the time it can be named or diagnosed, you're already very deep into it. Mm-hmm. And so there really is no surprise at that point. But at one point, I did realize that things were very different between us. With dementia patients, it's not uncommon for hoarding to begin. It's not uncommon for financial problems. And that's what was happening. She was receiving credit cards in the mail and that, and filling them up, and the bills were coming. And I found out, because I had no idea they were coming, she was tossing them in the recycling because she didn't have the money. And it wasn't until I never even saw collector's letters. It wasn't until there was an officer with a summons that I discovered something was wrong. By then, you're very deep into it.
Sure.
So it took two lawyers and 6 years for me to get solvent and remove her from every paperwork that I have, which is a very difficult thing.
Sure.
That's
sure.
Half of you now being split up. But I have to do that for protection. And to this day, they are still sending applications for credit cards,
right,
and that,
yeah,
because they know she's a target.
Now, in terms of the long goodbye, you're not endeavoring to diagnose anybody. We've spoken generally about memory loss, memory deficit. Is that an all-encompassing term? We're talking about wives of men who, for whatever reason, have been experiencing these sorts of symptoms.
And, of course, dementia is the umbrella of all the memory loss. Alzheimer's is a part of that,
right,
but it isn't. We're experiencing vascular dementia, which comes with strokes, and she's had two strokes already. Each time, a little bit more is taken away. And there's Lewy body dementia and many others. So it all falls under the umbrella of dementia, and it is all, in one way or the other, a time when you have to start letting go of things.
Now, a couple of questions. One is, you made reference to the presence of a third person in the marriage.
Yes.
And you said both husband and wife experienced that.
Absolutely.
How does that work, and what do you mean?
Well, in the beginning, anyone who has experienced dementia, or the wife who is, in our case, starts to realize that things are not right. It was issues with driving, of coming home and being late because she got lost, or it was being escorted home because she was driving on the wrong side of a four-lane highway. And so things happened that all of a sudden she would realize. I was at the point of taking license away at that time, but she automatically, gave hers up. So for the patient or the wife, they experience that something's not right.
Mm-hmm.
For the husband who walks with them on this journey, you are witnessing and you are having part of you die along the process too. So it's anticipatory grief for both.
Mm-hmm.
Both suffer. And that's why it is at a different level than, a grandfather who had Alzheimer's. As difficult as that is, that's almost a natural process in life. You can accept that. It's when it happens to your spouse and all your dreams, all your hopes and that are dashed away. And we had planned to travel, and we planned to even relocate to Arizona, and that's all over with now. And to realize that is a difficult time.
Sure, sure,
And
when we come back, John, I want to get into what a long goodbye event looks like, and we'll talk about that in just a second.
To be the first, you must see. To be a servant.
Hi, my name is Craig. I was homeless for 2 years. Then I met Miss Ramona, a case manager at Catholic Charities. She found a place for me to live and is helping me with a resume and finding a job. I feel safe and away from the gun violence I know too well, having been a victim of it. The more I meet with Catholic Charities, the better I feel. They have changed my life. They're called Chicago's Good Samaritans, but to me, they are turnaround experts. Care to help? Visit CatholicCharities.net.
Do you serve your parish as a cantor or extraordinary minister of Holy Communion? If so, Liturgy Training Publications is offering online formation this fall that will deepen your understanding and practice of your ministry. From the cantor's tune-up to preparing to serve as an extraordinary minister of Holy Communion, there is a workshop designed to meet your needs and enrich your ministerial experience. There are 3 options available for cantors and psalmists, and 3 offerings available for communion ministers. Take one or take all 3. For dates and registration information, please visit ltp.org or call 1-800-933-1800. That's ltp.org or call 1-800-933-1800.
And we come back once again for the third segment of Diaconia Call to Service. We're talking with Deacon John Lorbach, and joining in the conversation is Deacon Dave Brensick, and I'm Richard Hudzik. We're talking about the long goodbye and John's outreach ministry to husbands accompanying a wife through a memory deficit, memory loss diagnosis and life experience. And just before the break, John, I was asking you, what does a session, what is a gathering? Maybe that session sounds clinical. Hmm. This is a gathering of men with similar life circumstances in some respect. What's that look like?
Well, I actually took almost a year to develop what would be best for a group. We have a young Lutheran minister in Mount Prospect who wanted to start a men's Bible group, and so he scheduled a room and scheduled an evening, and 2 men showed up. So he went to the local pub in town and used their room, their party room in the back, and within 2 months there was standing room only because men seemed to share a little bit better when they're out of the church
setting. When there's beer being served.
And that helps too. And so I thought, well, maybe that's what I need to do because my outreach was not only for my parish, but for the entire village of Mount Prospect or anybody who heard of this and would want to come. So I thought to bring it out of the parish setting. So actually one gentleman who lives quite far west comes to his office every Wednesday, and he travels to Tollways, and he suggested this restaurant, which is the Rack House Kitchen and Tavern in Arlington Heights. And it is located right at the entrance and exits of both tollways. So he can jump off, visit, and just get right back on and go home.
So how often are you guys meeting?
We meet once a month.
How long are these meetings?
Till we are finished, till we go home, and it usually is over a drink. I have my Arnold Palmer, and sometimes we have, you know, a cheeseburger or something, and it's usually 2 hours.
How many have been coming?
It varies. Men come in and men go out, and so I started actually with just one gentleman showing up, but then it you know, changes each month. And that's exactly what I would like. I have a friend who had said, you know, Jesus said, feed the lambs, don't count them. Mm-hmm. So I don't get into the number thing. I think anybody who would like to, it's interesting the way the restaurant has welcomed us without being official, and they sort of have our table ready for us.
That's very nice.
And so it is a good gathering where men come and spend a couple of hours with each other. We meet and keep it very simple. I usually have a question that I'd like to start the evening with, just as something to get going. And then I back away, and then everybody takes over.
The men talk.
Absolutely. One gentleman said to me the first night, I have told you more than I've told anyone in my entire life. So that just tells me he's in a safe spot, surrounded by people who know exactly where he's at.
What's one thing that you've learned from these gatherings, John?
That you cannot walk this journey alone. And I relied a lot on my children, but I found that was unfair. So I find that this is the way to where I can be comfortable enough to call anyone in the group at any time and say, I need you to listen to this, or I need help, and that they can call me too. We bonded that we can support each other.
Now, before we close, I have to ask if anybody were interested in participating or supporting or finding out more information about the Long Goodbye, how do we do that?
Anyone who would like to, who find themselves in this situation as a husband, please, they're welcome. We meet on the second Wednesday of every month at the Rack House Kitchen and Tavern on Algonquin Road in Algonquin. Arlington Heights.
Five o'clock?
5 o'clock. We're out the door going home at 7. And or else I invite people to start their own little groups. And certainly there would be a need for wives with husbands. And so I think this was just a way to help me. Everyone's welcome. But also as a way to reach out and help each other.
All right, John, the other question we have to ask is, in about 45 seconds, what is the faith dimension? Where is Jesus in what you're doing here? You're a deacon, man of God. What's that? How does that play in here?
Yes, God is present in each sharing of the story of the love that they have for their wives, and we have for our wives, and for the love of the women who are having this happen to them. God is very present. God's blessing is totally in the room at that table when we gather. You can feel it, you know it. God is present.
And I can tell you, John, I ran something in the Deacon's newsletter 2 weeks ago about this initiative, the Long Goodbye. And the next day, one of the widows of our community called and said, how can I get in on this and how can I begin this? So it's touched people's hearts, and it certainly touched mine when we met.
Thank you.
And I met, you know, a month or so ago, and I just thought this was such a marvelous undertaking. And it really, it's Deacon's work. And God bless you, John, and those good men that you're accompanying.
Thank you.
Well, so many people have been touched by this dementia.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. So, John, again, thank you for that. Could people reach you via St. Raymond's?
Sure. I still have my diaconate office is still there.
Okay.
So 847-253-8600.
Okay. Say that one more time.
847-253-8600.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. Thank you, David. Thank you, John.
Thank
God
you.
Bless you all.
God bless you.
Join us every Monday through Friday at this time for Catholic Chicago. You can stream our programs live or listen to past programs by visiting our website, archchicago.org, and clicking on Radio TV. And please connect with Catholic Chicago on social media. You must see to be.